Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, September 16, 2020. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to start out by reminding everyone, as usual, to help out RBN when you can and with what you can. I know times are tough, especially with this forced lockdown, but that's all the more reason to keep free speech alive. And I think RBN is one of the premier radio stations, independent radio in the United States. Don't let that die, folks. Please help out and keep RBN going, keep the bills paid. We do require listener support. This airing, we have John Friend joining us. John is an independent researcher, blogger, and journalist. John maintains The Realist Report, examining the agendas of the New World Order of the global power elite. John focuses primarily on the events of 9/11, World War revisionism, media deception and psychological warfare, power and influence of the Zionist lobby in America, and the systematic assault upon and subversion of traditional Western European civilization. But he's also worked for a number of various publications, including American Free Press. He's a great researcher and a great honor of mine to have him on RBN. John Friend. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you? Thanks again for having me back on. It's been a while, but it's always good catching up with you, and I appreciate the kind words and the compliments.
John, I mean, you definitely are among the true journalists, in my opinion, and in the independent media where there is no censorship. I'd say that you're of a rare and dying breed.
Well, thanks, man. Yeah, that is an honor to hear you say that. And yeah, that's always kind of been my mindset, you know, ever since I delved into online journalism, I guess, you know, independent blogging. I basically just started a blog originally back in, it would have been like 2009, 2010. And then next thing you know, I started contributing to American Free Press. I started writing for the newspaper in, I want to say it was in 2013, like in the spring of 2013. And I've basically been a regular reporter for the paper ever since. And back when I originally started writing for the newspaper, we had Michael Collins Piper, Victor Thorne, both of whom have passed away in recent years. Pete Papaheraklis was also writing regularly. And a few other regular reporters and contributors. So the newspaper's kind of changed over the years. It was a weekly national print publication. Now it's a biweekly national print publication, and it's a little bit longer. I think when it was originally published every week, it was like 20 pages or between 20 to 24 pages. I think now it's usually like 32 pages. So it's kind of an expanded biweekly edition now. And I usually write at least two, sometimes three or four even articles every time that we publish. So it's a great honor. It's something I take great pride in. And, you know, I try to put together well-written, well-researched articles. And, you know, I basically write from a populist America first perspective, essentially. You know, we'll make, you know, no bones about that. I'll make that very clear. And I think I think that's sort of the spirit of the newspaper anyways. So it's good. It's an honor to be affiliated with the organization, to be contributing to the organization. You know, as you know, it was originally founded by Willis Cardo. It's basically the successor of the Spotlight newspaper. And, you know, I also contribute to, and now I'm helping edit the Barnes Review, which is a bi-monthly revisionist history magazine. And, you know, I've always been very impressed with the Barnes Review. I remember I first subscribed, I think, in 2011 or 2012, and I've been a subscriber ever since. And, you know, it's just a fantastic publication. It's got great artwork, great articles, obviously, really hard-hitting revisionist history you know, articles in every edition. So in the, I'm actually looking at the most recent edition. It just came out, the September, October 2020 issue. And it's the theme is defending American heroes. You know, we've seen all these monuments come, you know, to being toppled and graffitied and defaced all across the country. And this is something that's been going on for quite a while. It's only ratcheted up in intensity with all these protests and all these, you know, Black Lives Matter and Antifa fanatics running amok and engaging in wanton criminality and violence and looting on really an unprecedented scale. And in many cases, a lot of like local and, you know, county and city governments have actually proactively like taken down some of these statues in order to prevent them from being, you know, attacked and defaced and graffitied and whatnot. So it's really a tragic situation. And this issue kind of goes over and highlights a number of American heroes and kind of, you know, is an attempt to bring history into accord with the facts. That's kind of the motto of the magazine. And that's what this issue is all. That's what every issue is all about. But this one is really focusing on some of these American patriots and heroes, really, that have been totally smeared and slandered by the Jewish media. So, yeah, it's great. I would encourage people really to subscribe to the, not only to the newspaper, but also the magazine and to support the organizations. We also sell a lot of really, really good books, you know, revisionist books focusing on World War II, focusing on other aspects of history, American history, European history more generally. So, you know, they're both great publications and have a lot of excellent books for sale. So, yeah, I would encourage people to subscribe.
Excellent. I have been to the Barnes Review website, and I have to agree, I was very impressed. I had thought of you because of the 9/11 anniversary, John, to try to do another show. I know you and American Free Press have always been on top of exposing all of the lies and deception regarding 9/11. And I also, knew how you have had people, even at American Free Press, who haven't had too good of a fate regarding all of this, some of these pioneers in the 9/11 truth movement. I was very curious in particular to hear you discuss a bit of James Traficant and also Victor Thorne. What I know of James Traficant is that he was in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he was there from 1985 until 2002. He was framed on a number of charges, basically, in 2002, 1 year after 9/11. No surprise. He wound up serving 7 years for his sentence, and then he was only out of prison for 5 years to potentially spread truth about 9/11 before he died. I'd say it's pretty clear it's murder, a tractor accident at his farm. But I'm sure you know more, and I know you were part of a memorial service for him.
Yeah. This would have been back in the fall of 2015. American Free Press organized a Jim Traficant memorial tribute at a hotel in Washington, D.C. And I attended, and there was a number of other people that attended as well. Jim Rizzoli, Pete Papaheracles, Paul Angel, who's the executive editor of the Barnes Review. Paul Topetti was there, the guy from Poker Face. Merlin Miller, I have an article on my website kind of highlighting it, and I have a bunch of photos from it. Yeah, it was November 7th of 2015. And Jim Traficant is a legend. I mean, talk about an American hero, an American patriot, you know, an America First populist in the truest sense. Unfortunately, I never really got to meet him or talk to him too much. He did start writing for American Free Press once he was released from prison, and he had a weekly column. It was basically like a little op-ed that he would write, and it would be published every week. He also had his own radio program, I believe, as well, that was kind of sponsored by American Free Press. And yeah, the guy's a legend. I mean, there's some epic clips of him, you know, on like Fox News being interviewed, where he's talking about the Israel lobby and how they basically control the Congress and control the federal government, which of course is true and obvious to anybody that's paying attention and can think for themselves. And yeah, he was, really an American hero. And you mentioned Victor Thorne. You know, he was a, you know, a great journalist, a contributor to American Free Press for years. He also contributed to the Barnes Review. He published a number of books. I remember learning about Victor Thorne well before I even started writing for American Free Press. And, you know, he had a, I want to say he had a program, I think it was called like Wing TV, if I'm not mistaken. And he was on, you know, he would be interviewed on all sorts of alternative media networks, you know, back in the day, back before, you know, the alt-right and everything else. You know, this was going back to 2008, 2009, I think. And yeah, he was on the front lines of exposing 9/11 from the beginning, as was Christopher Bolin. Christopher Bolin was a reporter for American Free Press at the time. And, you know, he was writing about all the Israeli connections to 9/11, all of the Israeli art, you know, quote unquote art students, and, you know, all these spies and Mossad agents that were actually arrested by the federal government, by our own law enforcement officials, and subsequently released back to Israel. So yeah, they were really on it from the very beginning. And Chris Bolin, he's probably one of the best sources on 9/11. You know, he's really figured it out and kind of explained the criminal network that was behind 9/11, that organized it, that certainly benefited from it. You know, he exposes the broader, like, global war on terror agenda that was advanced and institutionalized, really, following 9/11. That's exactly what 9/11 was meant to do, right? They, you know, these neocons that had been planning a new Pearl Harbor, they explicitly said, like, in their own documents, that they needed a new Pearl Harbor to kind of kickstart and justify and, again, like, institutionalize in American foreign policy this agenda to destroy Israel's enemies in the Middle East. And that's exactly what we've been doing for the past 19 years. And it's amazing to think about it. You know, it's been, you know, it's been 19 years, the anniversary of September 11th. We just had the 19th anniversary. And at this point, I mean, it's so clear, so obvious, so well documented that the 9/11 attacks were actually organized and carried out by an international network of Jewish criminals operating in both the United States and Israel. And this, you know, was used to justify endless wars in the Middle East using the American military. You know, you could also take a look at how 9/11 transformed America from a domestic perspective. You know, look at the airports and the TSA and the body scanners and all the other nonsense that we see. So it's still really a very important event. I think 9/11 really woke up a lot of people. It certainly did me. I mean, that was like the main issue that, you know, I focused on for years. And I still do think it's very, you know, very important to understand and to research and to talk about. But yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, going to a 9/11 truth group in San Diego when I had first moved to California and just being blown away by realizing that, wow, even 9/11, they lied about, you know, I knew the government was lying about a lot of things, but I just didn't even understand the scale of it. And then, you know, I kind of started researching 9/11 and realized, wow, we've been lied to about one of the most monumental events in modern history. And I think you look at 9/11, it really was sort of a, the official story is kind of like the paradigm on which our foreign policy is conducted. That may be changing a little bit now with Trump has been saying for years now that he wants to get out of the Middle East. I don't know exactly if he's going to be able to do that or if that is ultimately what he wants to do. But it really has served as the sort of the central focus of our foreign policy and just our agenda in general in the Middle East and occupying all these countries. It's like, what are we still doing in Afghanistan? What are we still doing in Iraq? Why are we in the Middle East at all at this point? And it's because of 9/11 and this fake, false, you know, official conspiracy theory explaining the event.
And as far as the amount of camps or tier levels, I think of it as with the 9/11 truthers who are willing to talk about these facts, but not those, and those, but not these other ones over here. And I notice how the differences in describing how the buildings were actually destroyed is something that so many people seem to be too focused on. I mean, they're just too hung up on it, no matter how it was done. We have plenty of evidence from the amount of people who had knowledge in advance regarding everything from insurance policies to businesses that weren't in that building or in the neighborhood that day, to a lot of the powering down in the building leading up to the event. People seeing with their own eyes the squibs and a lot of the puffs of smoke on the sides, so much evidence of the controlled demolition. That alone, I think, makes clear that people in the United States government were complicit, at the very least. And we know Israel and traitorous United States Jews were very much a factor in how something like this was able to be pulled off. Yet the engineering aspects are what so many people seem to get caught up in, and I think some out there are controlled opposition. I'm sure you agree. So, I mean, it's a big problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, you look at, I mentioned Christopher Bolin, you know, you look at his work and exposing, like, the whole entire network involved with 9/11 from almost every single angle. It's like a Jewish criminal with, you know, direct ties to Israel. Whether we're talking about Larry Silverstein, who owned the buildings, whether we're talking about how the buildings were actually privatized, you know, and sold to Larry Silverstein, that whole process leading up to 9/11, you know, it's like Jews involved in all of this. You know, you look at the Bush administration, all the key officials involved in, like, you know, the State Department, the Department of Defense. I mean, pretty much all of them are Jews. Many of them, in fact, are dual citizens. You look at the media, the way that the instrumental role that the media played in 9/11. And of course, we know the media is largely controlled by Jews. You take a look at the whole idea of the global war on terrorism and this idea that, you know, we need the American military needs to go and invade and occupy all these countries in the Middle East. This comes straight out of an Israeli neocon playbook that they had been writing about and talking about for literally decades, going back to like the 1970s. So, I mean, from top to bottom, it's a network of Jewish criminals that were behind this, that benefited from it certainly, and pulled it off. And that, to me, is so clear and so well documented and proven at this point. All the other issues are really kind of distractions in my mind.
I see that we have a lot of work ahead of us if we want to regain the sovereignty in this nation, take back the control. But I've been talking about this factor all week as well, that this seems to go back to World War I when we consider the early immigrations of Jews into Palestine. Really, and ever since Israel was created, because the Project for the New American Century seems to be an extension of Eretz Israel, Greater Israel, from my way of analyzing things. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of this goes back to the World Wars, especially World War II, which was really the triumph of, you know, this international Jewish conspiracy to basically take over the West and undermine and subvert our nations and to implement this white genocide agenda, which is exactly what's going on.
Stick around, folks. We have the first break coming up. We'll be right back.
Step aside the peace of the circumstance. Gotta wash away the dust of every day. Wash it away.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Here with my guest today, Mr. John Friend. So continue, please, John.
From every single angle, you know, our immigration policy, we're being systematically displaced in our own countries. We're being demonized in our, you know, in our school system and in the media. You know, it's a real mess we find ourselves in. And yeah, I do think it goes back to World War II in the official narrative explaining World War II, you know, presenting Hitler and the Nazis as like these evil monsters who wanted to take over the world and, you know, kill all the Jews, none of which is true. So, yeah, I mean, it's a totally weaponized narrative, and it is basically the foundation of our basic historical paradigm and understanding of the world, and it's the foundation upon which the entire, you know, white genocide agenda rests upon.
Yes, and so at this point, we have lockdowns and these riots, which seem to be linked in a lot of ways to the timing and a lot of the motives, including financial, surrounding the lockdowns. But of course, the election in this country is another factor. It just seems like an extension of all of these milestone events and eras we're speaking of as far as the control. This Jewish communism, I'll say it for what it is, you know, that has been gradually gaining ground. Those who do not learn from history, of course, are forced to repeat it. We look at the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. We look at the situation in Weimar Germany. And then we look at BLM today, John. And I mean, I don't know. I certainly see a lot of parallels.
It's exactly... Yeah, no, it is. It's very similar. It's very, very similar circumstances, situation. And yeah, it's things are really out of control at this point. There's no such thing as a rule of law anymore. you know, that's what kills me is these people are just rampaging in all of these major cities across the country over total criminals. That's the thing. Like, you look at like every one of these major trigger events, whether it was Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown down in Ferguson, right outside St. Louis, or Freddie Gray in Baltimore, or George Floyd in Minneapolis, or this guy in, I think it was Rochester, New York, Daniel Prude, I think was his name. Every single one of these individuals that died at the hands of either law enforcement or, in the case of Trayvon Martin, you know, a private citizen, they were all like justifiably killed. I mean, they their own actions led to their deaths. And they were basically, all of them were total criminals, total thugs, total degenerates. And, you know, these people want to riot and tear down their cities over these people. Meanwhile, you know, like you go to like any inner city in Chicago, any major city, right? And blacks are being killed by other blacks at an incredible rate. And nobody will even say anything or protest against that. It's everything is so backwards. And the media has fueled the flames to such an extent that these people's minds have just been totally poisoned. You can't even talk rationally. You know, you can't even, there's no dialogue. That, you know, their minds have been totally corrupted and polluted by the Jewish media and with these fake narratives. And it's at a point now where the situation is just totally out of control and nobody seems willing, including President Trump, to put a stop to it. And in order to put a stop to it, it's going to take some real law enforcement. You know, cops are going to have to go out there and start arresting these people and prosecuting them. And that just is not happening. Some of these people that do actually get arrested, they'll wind up having their charges dropped by the local prosecuting, you know, attorney, the local DA, many of whom are, you know, left-wing fanatics and funded even by George Soros. There's a lot of evidence of this as well, depending on what city you're looking at. So it's a real mess we find ourselves in. And, you know, on top of that, we have this whole pandemic situation, which is totally fake. It's a political pandemic.
Bottom of the hour break, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
They're making the last film. They say it's the best, and we all help make it. It's called The Death of the West. The kids from fame will all be there. Free Coca-Cola for you.
And we're back, folks, for the second half of the hour. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Here with my guest today, John Friend. John, please continue.
You know, you look at like what their plans are for the future. They're not. This is not going away, unless we put a stop to it and say no. And you know, it's gonna take a lot of sacrifice and a lot of brave people, and it's gonna be a huge uphill struggle. You know.
Yeah, and the racial factor is being weaponized like never before now, the anti-white agenda. And of course, these same tribal connections, you know, I mean, especially the high-up ultra-Orthodox of the Jewish sects. And of course, a lot of these lobby groups, I mean, they're funding the anti-white agenda just as much as they're funding the replacement-level immigration. So it's... That's a big problem as well. I don't know what your thoughts might be on this whole topic.
I remember an article that just came out. I think it was like the end of June, early July, where there was like 400 Jewish groups and synagogues signed like an open letter supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's like you just see like every single time it's like Jews working to promote all of this, you know, this anti-white agenda. At every angle, it always goes back to the Jews. And, you know, I hate to be the one to have to point this out, but it's so true. And yeah, it's an issue that, you know, needs to be talked about openly and honestly. And it's, you know, again, probably one of the most controversial topics you can discuss in modern society. And it's, yeah, it's not definitely not easy to do. You know what? Actually, yeah, here it is. I found the article I was looking for. More than 400 Jewish organizations and synagogues in the United States have signed on to a letter that asserts unequivocally Black Lives Matter. The joint letter was an initiative of a diverse group of Jewish activists from across a range of religious, political, gender, and racial identities. The list of signatories, from small congregations to major Jewish organizations, represents millions of Jewish people in the United States, the organizers said in a statement. We support the Black-led movement in this country that is calling for accountability and transparency from the government and law enforcement, says the letter, which had its hundreds of signers within 24 hours. We know that freedom and safety for any of us depends on the freedom and safety of all of us. When politicians target Jewish people and blame us for problems, it leads directly to violence against us. When Black movements are undermined, it leads to more violence against Black people, including Black Jews. The letter calls Black Lives Matter the current day civil rights movement in the United States. When Jewish people join together with our neighbors across racial and religious differences, as we have in the past, we can protect each other and build the future of freedom and safety we all deserve, the letter says. And this was just a quick article I found on the Jewish Telegraph Agency. And it's interesting because, I mean, you go back and look at like the history of the civil rights movement going back to the 1950s and 60s, and that was majorly influenced and directed in some cases and led by organized Jewish groups and you know, radical Jewish ideologues. So, it, you know, this is a long-running agenda, and the whole BLM movement is, you know, in fact, the modern-day civil rights movement in America, and it's just totally based on lies and totally weaponized media narratives.
Yes, so but I think we're starting to really connect a lot of the dots as far as strategy, counter strategy, John. I think we're making progress, and I think that even during this lockdown in particular, there's a great opportunity because this is affecting more lives than 9/11. Okay, 9/11, we got used to not having privacy, endless wars, and we had fondling at the airport from TSA as something you can no longer complain about. But this is destroying so many lives, and there are so many suicides for that matter already. But many economists are saying it'll be 13 years before we hit rock bottom economically due to the lockdown, which has already occurred. And that's not to account for any amount of recovery time, if that is ever even going to be possible. Realistically, obviously, you know, keeping the system in place with the private central banks are the linchpin. I mean, it's easy to fix things if you wanted to, but well, we know what happened with Kennedy. Some are hopeful, you know. Trump, some think, is maybe the last hope, though, that this nation could have for a while. But I don't know. Yeah. I see him too linked to Jewish power with his son-in-law. Maybe if Trump became a lame duck president in his second term, he could actually take on the Fed, get rid of the Fed. Because if he doesn't, is there hope anytime in the near future for anything but just more from these just extreme, well, mostly far left communist types that were like Biden, like Obama? If you, I don't know, people see him as a police state president as well. But what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I definitely have lost a lot of faith and hope in Donald Trump, that's for sure. I mean, I think he had a huge opportunity back in 2016 when he was first elected to make a lot of changes, to really, you know, put America first and start implementing some of these policies. But then again, we see how he's been stymied at every single level of government, basically. Like, he really is, I think, working against pretty much every major institution, and including the media. But, you know, everything he tried to do was challenged in court. It would get tied up in court. Even people within his own administration weren't on board with his agenda, which blows my mind. I mean, why is he hiring a guy like John Bolton or some of these other people that clearly aren't even on board with what he's trying to do? And you mentioned, you know, his ties to the organized Jewish community. And he does have, you know, a lot of Jews working for him, which has always been something I've pointed out and been very skeptical of and leery of. But that being said, I do want to see him elected, you know, in this upcoming election. I think he probably will win. I think it's going to be contested, obviously. It's going to be a huge mess. And, you know, they're going to try to do everything in their power to overthrow him and to, you know, create as much chaos and violence and mayhem as possible. And we're certainly seeing that right now. I think it's going to get even worse as we approach the election and on the election. you know, I think a lot of these cops that have been arrested, like the guys in Minneapolis, for example, I mean, they were like immediately charged with murder and they didn't even do anything. I mean, this guy died of a drug overdose, and that's pretty clear in the in the actual autopsy done by the county medical examiner. So I think a lot of these guys are going to get let off. Just the murder charges just are not tenable. And when that happens, you're going to see even more violence and rioting and chaos. I saw a video. There was a couple of those officers in Minneapolis that had a court appearance. I think it was just yesterday. And, you know, they're like leaving the courthouse and there's like mobs of these like protesters like surrounding them and trying to attack them, basically. So it's going to be a real mess. And, you know, Trump is obviously running on the law and order president and, you know, saying that he's going to do something about this and put a stop to it. Thus far, I have been unimpressed. I mean, he hasn't done anything, it seems like, in my mind, aside tweet about it. So it's, you know, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I don't see much hope politically. I think it's going to take much more than that. But that being said, I do want to see him get elected again and just see what he can do. But, you know, again, I'm not too hopeful, but certainly if Biden and Harris get in there, it's going to be a total nightmare.
Yes. Well, I hear the accelerationist route. I think we should at least wait until Trump's second term to resort to such extremes, don't you?
Yeah. I totally agree. Well, and, you know, I actually wrote an article for American Free Press. It would have been, the most recently published issue. And it was actually the front page article about basically highlighting the Trump platform and kind of highlighting his speech at, you know, his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. And, you know, a lot of it, you know, it sounds good. It's definitely, you know, sort of America first, populist. You know, he's saying a lot of good things, just as he was when he ran in 2015, 20, you know, and won in 2016. He says a lot of good things. And it's just incredible, like the stark contrast between Trump's platform versus like what the Democrats are saying. You know, these people openly hate America. They want to radically transform America. They're very clear about it. They demonize our history. They demonize our ancestors. They demonize like the very founding of the country. So just based on that alone, I mean, I think the choice is pretty clear most people listening to this program would vote for. You got to vote for Trump. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be able to fix all this or, you know, he's going to be some savior or anything like that. But just at the end of the day, you know, you look at the platform and the talking points and the agenda that he puts forth versus the Democrats. And it's like, you know, it's like night and day. And it's clear that, look, this guy's at least saying the right things. Whether or not he's actually going to be able to implement any of these policies is another question. So I don't know. It's definitely a real mess. And I don't have much hope, you know, in the political process. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we got to get him back in office and just to see what he can do.
So you don't see it being as bad with the election contesting where there'll be a civil war scenario?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I think we're already seeing that. I mean, we're already basically in a civil war type scenario. You know, you look at a city like Portland. Any of these major cities, really. I mean, even in LA, even in, you know, New York City and stuff, there's low level conflict going on all across the country, and the country is coming apart. Mm. And in a lot of cases, law enforcement, their hands are tied. They're, you know, told to step down. Geez, I mean, I remember back in the summer when the riots were going on and the looting and stuff. You know, you're seeing these shops and stores just be totally ransacked. And the cops are sitting there watching it, not doing anything about it. It's like, talk about like that to me was like the most demoralizing thing to watch, you know, because I remember specifically, it was like a Sunday afternoon. I'm watching a live stream of a local news channel here in the Los Angeles area. And they're filming a store being looted. And then like literally 10 feet away is like six or seven cops watching it, watching these people like run out of the store, arms full of merchandise, and they're not arresting a single person. So it's crazy. And this has been going on for months now. This is like the new normal in America, right? So, you know, and like I said, that if we're going to change any of this, I mean, there have to be consequences for criminal behavior. And right now there just isn't. And that's a very sad situation. And it's going to take a lot more than President Trump tweeting about it to change any of this.
Yes, you make me think of another example where there were reports for some of these city riots where it was obvious we had George Soros, Open Society Foundation funded busloads of BLM on their way from out of city, where police in some cases could have stopped them before they even got to the spots to do the damage, and yet they were told to stand down in those cases as well.
It's basically like a color revolution, an American version of like these color revolutions that, you know, groups like like you mentioned George Soros, like the Open Society Foundation, and some of these other like radical international like left wing groups. A lot of the environmental groups are very much a part of this whole network and the subversive network to like destabilize and overthrow governments. It's the same thing going on here. It's an American version of it.
I know the BLM donations were getting routed through Act Blue, I believe, and then going to the Democratic campaigns and Biden and a lot of others in particular. And that definitely is connected as well. But it's all asymmetrical warfare. I mean, I don't know, would that be more from Karl Marx or Saul Alinsky? But it's very clear all these tactics are being fully employed with all of this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, again, the key point to me is that very little is being done about it to actually prevent this sort of thing from happening. And it's just sad, man. It's sad. We're at a point where the country is literally falling apart and we can't even rely on law enforcement to do anything about it, to enforce the law and arrest these people. So yeah, it's definitely a real mess, and it's pretty clear. I mean, that's the thing. Another thing about, you know, Trump that I think is important is that he has at least sort of shaken people's confidence in the media. You know, people really do view the media as like this very dishonest and agenda-driven institution now. You know, Trump's been calling, you know, CNN and some of these other, you know, more left-wing liberal outlets fake news for years now. And this sort of mindset is really rubbing off on people. And in my experience, there are a lot of people I deal with on a day-to-day basis are sort of like waking up and seeing what's going on. They just haven't put all the pieces together. They have like the right instincts and they know that what's going on is wrong and they're sick of it. Everybody I know is like so sick and tired of like the COVID nonsense, the rioting. Everybody's like over this and want to see the rule of law restored and want to get back to normal and start living their lives and being able to go out without wearing a stupid face mask and stuff like that. So people still, I think a lot of people anyways, have the right instincts, but it's just, there's so much information and so many narratives to kind of go through and debunk and really think about in order to get the full picture of what's really going on. And that's a very difficult task, you know, especially when our voices like ours are systematically shut out of definitely the mainstream mass media. But it's even difficult to maintain an online platform anymore with people getting shut down by Twitter and so other social media and YouTube. I mean, pretty much everybody's been banned from YouTube at this point that was putting out any sort of pro-white dissident content. So, I mean, the platform's essentially been scrubbed of any of our voices. And, you know, it's definitely a major problem, but I think, I think people are sort of starting to wake up. It's just, it's a lot to overcome. A lot of the main foundations that people view the world upon have been totally weaponized and falsified, and it's a lot to overcome.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of work to do, but I think we're on the right track, and hopefully we can influence a lot of others. We just have a few minutes left. I'd like to get all your information out there for people about your website. And are you currently still doing podcasts or?
Yeah, actually. I have been doing actually quite a few lately. It kind of just depends on my schedule, really. I mean, I'm not able to do this full time, so.
We have the last break coming up. We'll be right back.
And
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Profits are really popular unless they create more profit. Eyes of the future seen from their past, from Big Bang to Wimbledon, and it all sounds the same. Oh.
And we're back for the final segment, Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with Mr. John Friend. John, please, continue with your closing thoughts.
It kind of just depends, you know, when I have some time to actually schedule interviews and stuff like that. But yeah, if you go to the website's therealistreport.com, and, you know, I post all of the articles that are published by American Free Press on their website, so you can find all my articles from American Free Press. A lot of them are just in the print edition. So I would encourage people to actually subscribe to the newspaper to read everything. But yeah, you'll find my American Free Press articles. You'll find all my podcasts. American Free Press, their website is AmericanFreePress.net. Like I said, it is a national print publication, biweekly. And then the Barnes Review is BarnesReview.org. And that is, again, a bi-monthly history magazine. And the articles are very hard-hitting as well. So, yeah, check out BarnesReview.com, BarnesReview.org. So, yeah, that's probably the best place to support my efforts anymore, just because I've been shut down by pretty much any sort of online payment processor. And, you know, it's just been a real struggle even maintaining the website. So, check out American Free Press and Barnes Review for sure.
Brilliant. Well, I hope everyone out there does indeed do that. I look forward to having you back on RBN again soon, John, and maybe we can touch on the communism and anti-white agenda in our school system now. I understand it's going to be even worse this coming autumn here from articles I'm seeing.
I've seen a lot of articles coming out about you know, local school districts adopting like educate their agenda, their education agenda from like the Black Lives Matter fanatics. So yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the whole world is just insane at this point.
Well, maybe we can get back that sanity. I'm thinking that, you know, we shouldn't allow accelerationism to consume us where we want the nation destroyed. You know, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, this is something we need to hold on to. And I think, if anything, the nation is in its death throes. You know, it's being strangled by communism, but there is hope, and people like you, John, are what we need. So thank you so much. I look forward to connecting again soon. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, I'd love to do this again. So we'll stay in touch and schedule a future show.
All right. Fantastic. Have a great day. And thank you to all the listeners as well. Support RBN. Stick around for National Bugle Radio with Dr. Patrick Slattery. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.